الحمد لله، الحمد لله المنزه عن كل نقص وعيب، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All you who believe have the taqwa of Allah, the true taqwa, and do not die except in the state of Islam. May Allah have mercy on a person who gives me my shortcomings. May Allah have mercy on a person who gives me my shortcomings. These words are very short, but very deep and penetrating in meaning. No one has the strength to realize and apply these words except those who are great, except those who have noble personalities, except those whose souls are strong and whose hearts are pure. Those who accept their faults and face them with strength, with bravery. Those who recognize and fight their faults with strength and bravery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding those who make their concern their own defects and faults, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. None shall accept the commandments of Allah except those who have patience, and none shall meet these commandments except those who have been given a great portion. There is no honorable person, there is no person of knowledge, there is no person of virtue except that he has faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says on the tongue of Yusuf alayhi salam, I do not claim innocence for myself. Indeed, the soul commands to evil except for those whom Allah shows mercy to them. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, if a person, they come out of their world of deception, their feeling of perfection, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they obey Allah, as they increase in their ibadah, their worship to Allah, they realize more and more of their own faults. The secrets of their nafs and weaknesses and faults become apparent to them. They begin to see their faults clearly. And as a person, if a person is given a good companion who shows them their faults, he will have even more tawfiq, more divine blessing in obeying Allah. This person, a truthful, good companion, who advises us for our mistakes, such a friend can be better to us. Such a friend is a blessing to us. In fact, some of the people of knowledge, they say that an enemy to us who shows us our faults is often better than a friend who flatters us. One of the Salaf, he said, a brother of yours, every time you meet him, he reminds you of Allah's rights, and he reminds you of some fault or shortcoming in you. He is better for you than a brother who every time he meets you, he puts a dinar, a gold coin in your hand. A friend or a brother or an advisor who tells us of the rights of Allah upon us and gives us the reminder for our faults and mistakes is better for us than somebody who gives us gold, who gives us wealth. Another of the Salaf, he said, if you see in your brother a shortcoming and you hide it and you keep quiet about it, then you have betrayed your brother. And if you go and talk about it to somebody else, then you've done backbiting about your brother. And if you tell him directly, then you will estrange him. So somebody said, then what do we do? If we tell him, if we hide it, then we betray him. And if we tell others about it, it's backbiting. And if we tell him directly, it estranges him. He replied, this person of the Salaf replied, you should tell him in a very gentle and hidden way. You hint at it. You allude at it in the course of your regular conversation. This is the way to advise one's brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran al-Kareem, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِي وَمَنْ عَمِيَ فَعَلَيْهَا. Allah says that a clear indication has come to you. So whoever wants to see, then it's for his own benefit. And whoever prefers to remain blind, then it is only against himself. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if Allah wants good for a person, if Allah wants khayr for a person, He causes him to become aware of his faults. He causes him to be conscious of his shortcomings in his self. And one who is hidden from his faults, who hides his faults, he will not be able to deal with them. He will not be able to correct himself. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, turning away from our shortcomings is a sign of weakness. It is a sign of deficiency. Those who close their eyes to their own deficiencies and think, those who cover themselves from their own faults, they believe that they've reached perfection. They believe that they've reached a level of perfection. But such a person, will he be able to better himself? Somebody who thinks he's already reached a level of perfection, will he be able to improve his condition and to improve himself? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a person cannot develop their personality. They cannot develop their character without knowing their shortcomings and faults. Without knowing where they are falling short, so they can improve their character and their personality. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the correct way for addressing the faults or showing the faults for our Muslim brother is with good adab and manners. Having the good, proper approach and manners. And part of that is by mentioning the faults in a very calm, in a very beautiful and kind manner. The way we address our brother who has a fault, it should be with calmness. It should be with wisdom. It should be with a very kind manner. In this way, the person will accept the advice. They'll be happy to hear the advice. and their chest will be open to it. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one has to use leniency and not use violence and harshness. Not using harshness and violence to advise our fellow brothers in Islam. And of course, what is very important of the important matters is keeping the shortcoming secret and not exposing it, alluding and hinting at it without exposing it in front of others. Because this will more likely cause our advice or the advice to be accepted. And this advice should be surrounded with words of love, words of permissible praise. And that way the advice will be accepted. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, exposing a person in public by saying or showing their sins or their shortcomings in public, this is more likely to result in the person not accepting the advice. In fact, the person will more likely respond with harshness and he will refuse to accept the advice and will lead to something worse. In fact, this could lead to a person, when he complains or he exposes the sins of others and their faults in public, perhaps it may lead to one trying to attack a personality of another person, to attack his intentions and to lower his status in the eyes of people. And these are all mistakes. This is not the purpose of advice. And this is a sign of disease and sickness in the heart. This is a sign of hasad, jealousy, and disease and sickness in the heart. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if somebody uncovers your faults, if somebody uncovers your faults in public, then he's showing you your fault. And from the wisdom is not to respond back with attacks. It's not to respond with revenge. But to go and take care of that fault that the person has exposed. A person who exposes one's fault, this is only by the permission of Allah. As Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَن كَثِيرٍ. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ, anything that befalls you of hardship, it is because of what your own hands have earned. And Allah forgives much. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, today, in today's world, we often hate those people who show us our faults. And we love those people who praise us falsely, who praise us in order to earn our love. And this is something that we have to realize is a mistake. Loving those who praise us falsely and hating those who give us good advice is a mistake of the nafs. It is a corruption of our nafs. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the way to deal with our faults and with others' faults, according to Sharia, is by hiding them, by covering them with a sitr and not exposing them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, all of my ummah is forgiven except those who expose their sins. Except those who expose their sins. And he said, those who expose their sins is like one who does something evil by night, and then in the daytime he says to someone, I did this and I did this. Now, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to hide our faults and hide the faults of others. If Allah covered the faults of a person and he made tawbah, then on the Day of Judgment Allah will cover the faults of that person. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, I was on the outskirts of the city and I met with a woman. And I did everything with that woman except the marital relation. And now I'm here before you, O Messenger of Allah, pass judgment on me however you wish. The Prophet ﷺ, he remained silent. Umar, who was with the Prophet ﷺ, he said to the man, you should have covered yourself. Allah covered you, you should have covered yourself. The Prophet ﷺ didn't say anything to the man, so he left. And then the Prophet ﷺ sent a man after him to bring him back. He said, come, come. And then he recited to him the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ, the good deeds, they take away the bad. And he asked him if he had prayed with the Muslims. He said yes. He said, then your sins are forgiven. Another Sahabi came and he said, O Messenger of Allah, is that for only that Sahabi or is it for all of the people? The Prophet said, no, this is for all of the people. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the way that we should deal with the faults of people is to not expose them and publicize them amongst others. Covering them up is a way of purifying the society and the community and purifying our hearts. By covering our faults, this is a way of purifying ourselves and our communities. Fudayl ibn Ayyad, one of the great Salaf al-Saleh, he said, the believer, he hides the faults of others and he advises them. And he said, the munafiq, the hypocrite and the rebellious one, he exposes and he dishonors others. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a great difference between the one who is a sincere advisor and the one who exposes the faults of others and he makes it his concern to follow the faults of others and expose them and to search their words and question their intentions in order to undermine them. This is a plague and this is a disease and this shows the filthiness of the nafs. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a person whose tongue is always busy finding faults in others, and he's searching for the faults of others, so then this person, he has a sick heart. He tires his body and he wastes his life away. And his eyes are blinded to his own faults. The Prophet ﷺ, he said about a person, he said, a person, he sees all the faults, or he sees the speck in the eye of another, and he forgets about the tree trunk in his own eye. The Prophet ﷺ, he also said, if a person says to the people are all destroyed, then he is the most destroyed of them. Rawahu Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the source of this evil act, this evil phenomenon in our community and amongst Muslims, of digging the faults of others, the source of that sickness is being impressed with oneself. Being pleased and impressed with oneself. And it is due to arrogance. And it is due to the feeling of inferiority. And it's due to lack of esteem. So a person, he shows outwardly that he's trying to give advice to others. But actually, inwardly, He hides his hatred and enmity and jealousy towards others. Such a person, he wants to seek revenge and spread enmity and division amongst people. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, arrogance is rejecting the truth and looking down on people. Arrogance is rejecting the truth and looking down upon the people. Rawahu Muslim. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, it is sufficient of a sin for a person to belittle his fellow Muslim. To belittle or look down upon his fellow Muslim. Once there was a Bedouin, a nomad person who lived in the desert, and he heard another person backbiting or talking ill of another and saying bad things about another person. So he said, your mentioning the faults of the others is a proof of the faults within yourself. Because a person will seek out the faults of others in accordance to his own deficiencies. Another of the Salaf, he said, I see something that I dislike in another, but nothing keeps me from speaking about it except that I fear that I have that fault in myself. Another of the Salaf, he said, we used to say to one another that the people with the most mistakes, the people who have the most mistakes, are those who are most hasty to expose the mistakes of others. And the third one of the Salaf, he said, if you see a person always speaking about and digging up the faults of others and forgetting his own faults, then know that such a person has been deluded. Such a person has been deluded or tricked. He only sees the faults in others and forgets himself. Some of the Salaf, he said, they said, we came to a people, they didn't have faults, but we looked for faults in them. We came to a people, they didn't have faults, but they spoke ill of others. So we found faults in them. And we came to another people, they had faults, they had mistakes, but they kept quiet and they didn't expose them. So we forgot about their faults too. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a person, they can go beyond the bounds when digging up the faults of others, and then this leads to revenge, and this causes them to look for any mistake in their speech, or in their intentions, or in their heart. And this leads to another great evil, which is having a bad opinion or having suspicion of others. This searching for faults leads to another grave sin, which is suspicion, dhan, having su'a dhan of others. Seeking out the faults of others, servants of Allah, it destroys the community. It destroys the society. It spreads jealousy and hatred. And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he stated that the Prophet ﷺ said, if you seek the faults of the Muslims, you will corrupt them. Or you would lead to corrupting them. And Abi Barza al-Aslami radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet ﷺ said, O gathering of those who claim to believe with your tongues, but faith has not truly entered into your hearts, do not backbite the Muslims, and do not seek out their faults. Because whoever follows the faults of the Muslims, Allah will follow their faults. And whoever Allah follows his faults, Allah will expose him in his own home. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن الرحيم أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah. Be mindful, fearful of Him, and remain on faith until you die. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, just as we look at the whole ummah, the state of affairs of the ummah is a reflection of the state of each individual member of the ummah. When we look at the state of our ummah, it is a reflection, or it is based on the individuals who comprise and make up that ummah. So nothing is preventing this ummah from going forward and becoming better than the individuals themselves who make up the ummah and their shortcomings. And so, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, studying the faults of the ummah is part of how to rectify the affairs of this ummah. And this is the job of the people of knowledge. This is the job of the scholars. This is the job of the wise advisors and elders, to look for these mistakes and to look for the solutions and to advise with wisdom, with caring, with love, with hikmah. And they give the advice so that we can work on these problems and work to solve them. They look to close up the holes and faults of the ummah with wisdom and with knowledge, and far away from argumentation and debating and enmity and attacking personalities. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the faults that we find is people undermining and attacking personalities of the ummah, attacking organizations, attacking bodies. From the faults is digging up or attacking the different symbols of this ummah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the faults is seeing the fault in the ummah and not seeing the faults in our own selves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change the condition of themselves. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to change ourselves in order to change the ummah. We have to start with ourselves in order to bring our ummah forward by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the best of actions is sending peace and blessings on our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Warda Allahumma ala al-khulafa al-rashideen, Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Athman wa Ali, ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا التأويل وزدنا علما وحكمة وهدى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قام في الصلاة قد قام في الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله استوى فإني يرحمني ويرحمكم الله استوى فإني يرحمكم الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سبحان الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سبحانه